All right, so some of you might be watching right now are actually on live on a very odd night. It's, what is today? Saturday morning, I guess, technically? Sunday. I have a special guest on the phone, and I'm going to bring her on right now. And she hasn't been on the show in quite a long time, but it's good to have her here, virtually anyways. And I'm kind of really surprised. We've been chatting for a little bit before we started doing the show, and I'm surprised at how easy it's been to just reconnect. It's been a very long time, but without further ado, even though I have done a lot of adoing, here she is. I'm bringing her up right now. Please welcome our old friend Laura to the show. Welcome, Laura. You're on now.
Oh, hello there.
All right.
Am I coming in clear?
She's coming in very clear, and I think we're fascinated by this right now. And I think I'm the most fascinated by this. She is not Skyping with us. No, no, folks. She's calling us on a cell phone. Isn't this correct?
Remember those?
I know, those cell phone things. Yet she's coming in so clear. I'm fascinated by this right now. I can't stop. I don't even know what to say. Laura, you have a new phone, don't you?
Yes, I do. It's my new little gift there. I've owned it for about a week now. Very excited. I stepped into the new century.
A Samsung Galaxy S4, correct, if I'm not mistaken.
That is true. That's true. Right. So there's things you can touch here to app this and app that. I'm so glued to like all these new little gadgets. It's so cute.
And this is your first smartphone, correct?
You're very excited. Before I had dumb phones. It's really bad. Really bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I'm now into the thing that everyone and their mother seems to have one. So I'm into it now. Yay.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah, and everyone's mentioning that how clear I sound. So wow. So this is a big step up for me.
Yeah, you sound extremely clear. I feel like you're going inside of my brain. I don't know. And the odd thing, though, too, is that you can hear every little detail of what's going on over here. So I got to be careful at what I'm doing over here. Like, no, I'm not smoking anything. I'm just kidding. No,
yeah.
I'm kidding. I'm not, actually. I swear. I'm completely sober. In fact, the overhead camera, let me show you that it is crystal clear water inside of that cup. It's not vodka. I'm on a sober kick right now.
Why is that?
Well, tomorrow... Go ahead. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say St. Patrick's Day just passed by.
Yeah, let's not talk about St. Patrick's Day, okay? I had a really good St. Patrick... No, I had a very good St. Patrick's Day, except it was a little bit extreme. So I think I'm in detox mode right now.
Okay.
Yeah, plus I'm going camping tomorrow. So
to,
I need to...
To detox your St. Patrick's Day. Okay.
Correct, yeah.
Also, what do you take when you go camping?
I take a tent... Shut up. You're very quick. Just as Catherine says, you're very quick. I miss this. Something I miss and at the same time don't miss. Almost
I feel the love
quick.
Already.
I know, right? Okay. I take a tent. I take a camp stove because I learned that when you're trying to cook outside, you shouldn't try to cook over the campfire because you only have limited amount of wood. Okay, now be quiet. Now be quiet. I said that because of you. Quiet, you. Listen. I also take a camp stove, butane or propane, either one. And I think butane's more combustible and explodes easier, so I'll use that. That's more dangerous. That's fun. Tarp, sleeping bag, lots of food, and I'm going to try to cook popcorn in the great outdoors and rice. I'm going to cook some jasmine rice tomorrow at the campsite.
Now, will you be bringing some great poupon then?
No, I will not. I will not. I don't think I'm going to have any pain in my hands. Now, Laura gave me a tip, and you should share this with the audience because, okay, everything is not double entendre here, okay? Give the listeners a tip about what you can do with your mustard seed. What can you do with it?
You can take a camping. Well, see, if you slather it all over your hands there, it's a cure-all for everything. For all of these kitty coos who type, you know, like on their, when they Skype, when they do everything on the internet, eventually your fingers get tired. So the cure-all is putting hot mustard on your fingers, or digits, as we call it in the science world.
Yeah, your hand sausages, yes.
Oh,
your Vienna sausage fingers.
Oh my gosh. Take those camping too. Yeah.
Hey, if you're out there listening right now, and I know you are because somebody just said something on Facebook, and that scares the shit out of me.
I'm the one who's watching.
Call or text us right now at 626-387-3773. That's 626-387-3773, and tell me why you're not out on a Friday night, Saturday morning. What's wrong with you? I have an excuse. I told you I'm going camping tomorrow. That's my excuse.
Yeah, that's your excuse on why you can't go out today.
Right.
Because you have to get ready to go into the tent tomorrow.
Into the tent, yes.
Yeah. Maybe that could be the... Maybe you can have a show... you can tape a show out on the... Into the tent.
Into
the
tent.
That could be like a Saturday show.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, I anticipate tomorrow. I'm very excited. I haven't gone camping in a while. Last time I went up to where I'm going, which is kind of near Malibu. I know.
You don't really think about Malibu
when you say camping, right? Oh, there's some excellent camping spots out there. But the last time I went, I brought like a 2-pound bag of peanuts with me.
Wow.
And the squirrels ate all of them, and I'm mad. So I'm there for revenge.
Are you going to a circus or camping?
Yeah, I'm expecting elephants to show up at some point, actually.
Elephant in the room, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to do. Laura, another thing we were talking about before we started was... I know we're shifting all over the place, but I'm figuring that people who are watching this on a Friday night have a very, maybe a somewhat low attention span, or they need a little pick-me-up. I don't know, but honestly, there ain't nothing on TV on Friday nights anyways to keep you home either. So.
It's funny you say that because, well, since I'm over here in my, not in a tent, I'm in my room, and I'm going through the little channels here, and there's nothing on. I've noticed that. And I think you mentioned it before we actually went live that Fridays was what used to be like the night to watch anything new, like the TGI Friday thing was that you want to see like the latest episodes of stuff, and now it's just like you can't find anything.
Exactly. Now I mean what it's like. I mean, it's still a staple on a Friday night for me. Even growing up was always 20/20. They always got something interesting on there. Oh, but you were browsing the channels a little earlier, weren't you? If I may say to the audience.
Yes, I was a browser.
And you stumbled upon an old favorite, which would be the old Skinamax there. Is that correct?
Yes, because I found that when in doubt, you can always find really bad porn.
Yeah, really it's bad, really bad
really
porn.
Really bad porn. It's like... It's so funny to laugh at, and my favorite is if you're really that desperate to watch something, watch that. But here's a tip: put it on mute. It's hilarious. You can actually ad lib, and like you know, like something that Chris and I like to do is like we like to jump in with our own dialogue.
Oh yeah, we do like to do that. Yeah, there was this one about a detective I remember watching with you one time. I don't know. He had like a trench coat and a hat and a gun, but he wasn't involved in the sex. I know that sounds bad. No, he wasn't involved in the sex, but he was just like a poor man's Columbo or something. Very awkward movie. I don't know what was going on at that thing. But that's always good for a Friday or Saturday night if you're not doing anything. Sometimes that's kind of something you can do with a friend. Hang out, you know, drink some cheap wine, eat some popcorn, and watch some bad porn on Cinemax there. Yeah, I know. My name is right here, right underneath me. And I don't care that I just said that. It's right here. That's who I am. No. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I really don't care. Laura, do you care?
No.
No? Laura does not care. Her name's right there, too. But it's not her last name. Nobody ever knows her last name.
No, I forgot it.
For those who don't know, tell us a little bit about what you used to do with me.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean on the show.
Hey, everyone, hide the kids. Yes, what? Sorry, what?
You used to be one of the official co-hosts of the show.
Oh, I love that title.
Yeah.
You know, you should really have like the walk of shame, like into your room.
All these photos, there's photos of every co-host on the wall, and they all look like they're looking down like, oh, man, what was I thinking?
I think you started the original selfies.
Yeah, I think I may have. But with the selfies of shame, and seriously, I think that's what you're absolutely right. I probably should do that. Yeah, that's not something you should be proud of hosting this show. But we have appreciated you being on the show for such a long time. And
can I put that onto my resume?
You may. It might not get you a job, but hey, you know, you can put it on your resume, certainly. But we hope to have you back sometime soon, actually, for like the video show, like to actually be on camera, not just on the phone. That would be kind of...
Could we be on the phone in person?
We could sit next to each other and be on the phone in person, and I'll put you on hold, and I'll just like walk away, or I'll pretend like I'm like texting or something.
Oh my god, that's a good one. I like that idea.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, you know what? We're gonna take a. I think we're gonna take a quick break.
Okay.
And then we'll regroup because I know we have to regroup here for a second. But in honor of my camping journey tomorrow, I have a fantastic PSA that's about a minute long. So, you know, don't go anywhere. I'll be back in a minute and a half.
Okay. But
little, I'll put you on hold. Little Woodsy Owl PSA coming up here on the Chris Ventura Show. Stick with us. We got a lot more on a weird, random, whatever night this is. Saturday, Friday night, Saturday. We got you. Just hang on with us. I know, Laura, I can't hear you, but you're probably laughing your ass off at the way I sound right now. Yes, I just turned you on. No, all right, we'll be back. We'll be back right after this. Stick with us.
I'm Woodsy Owl, and I'm here to tell you about a dirty word, pollution.
Help Woodsy spread the word. Never be a dirty bird.
Hoo-hoo. Don't paint or write off buildings. That's pollution.
Give a hoot. Don't pollute. Never be a dirty bird.
Hoo-hoo.
Turn your radio down. That's noise pollution.
In the city or in the woods, help keep America looking good.
Hi, I'm Woodsy Owl, and I'm here to tell you about a dirty word, water pollution. Kids, it's up to us to keep our lakes and streams clean and beautiful. We've been polluting the water with all kinds of junk like paper, cans, and gooey gunk. It looks ugly, and it's killing our fish and ducks. Please don't throw junk in the water. Give a hoot. Don't pollute.
In the city or in the woods, help keep America looking good. Woo-hoo!
All right, it's the Chris Ventura Show. We're here live on a freaking Friday night before I go camping. I'm here with special guest and surprise Laura. Laura, thank you. Thank you for being here. Hey, you know what? I just did something that I really regret. This is very... This is going to be kind of awkward, and I'm not sure when I cut you off. But at some point in time, okay, I had you in my headphones... However, the audience didn't hear you, which is interesting. And I'm not quite sure exactly when that happened. I know that happened during the break, but I'm not sure if I brought you back after the break. So let's see. How can we do this so it didn't sound so awkward? It's actually, all right, you're not Catherine Flores. Okay, now I'm falling apart. Okay, there we go. You're Laura. Okay, all right, let's do this again for the folks at home. And when you watch the YouTube version, see, this is special for you folks right now. Now I'm sweating. See, now I'm starting to perspire.
Sweating to the oldies, huh?
Yes, I am.
Put that back on.
Is this fan go any higher? Okay, hold on a second. Let me do this again. Let's pretend this segment never happened. Let's do a take two, shall we? Can we do that?
Okay.
Can you allow that?
I like that.
Okay, let's fade to black and get the F out of here for a second. Thanks for watching live, because you're seeing something magical happen right now. We're going to black, and we're going to come back.
You know what
to
say.
Shut up.
Oh, my God.
All right. We are going to do this very odd, weird, messed up break, and we'll be back in a second, okay? Just stick with us. That's really odd, okay? Just be quiet, you. Welcome back. It's the Chris Ventura Show. Now, let me just say something. For the people who watch live, you got to see something special happen. Me make a total mistake. But if you're watching us on YouTube, oh, you're too late. You missed it. I don't know. You missed it. I'm sorry. Well, we're back with our special guest, Laura, and we're going to just go on as if nothing happened. All right, so here we are. Oh, Laura, geez, what did we say earlier? I completely forgot what I said earlier.
Oh, I feel so touched.
Something about the Oscars, but you know what? Forget it. I don't even plug them. Forget
Oscar
it.
Oscar Schmuck. Yeah. How about the Oscar Myers? Such right. Baloney, huh?
Listen to me. This, you just did something historic right now. You have just given us the first real spit take on the show. Congratulations. I really spit my water out right now. I took a sip when you said that. I don't know why I thought that was so damn funny. Laura. Thank you for putting up with my crap. I mean, who else would go on the air live with their friend broadcasting Nobody. From their bedroom on a Friday night, Saturday morning? This is really
bizarre. Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's what you do.
Here is what I do.
You just exist. Therefore, you are.
You know, that's a really plug. If you want to plug something, I did just have my birthday yesterday.
Oh,
so I'm plugging myself in here.
That's right. And let me. Oh, good. Okay, so I asked her at the end of the first segment that you'll never see if she had something to plug. And her birthday. I'm so sorry. Well, happy birthday.
Well, no probs. But you know what? It's not something I go around saying, oh, it's my birthday. But, you know, it's really fun to sign up and get all the freebies online.
Oh, this is true.
That. I feel so important for one day.
This is very true. I made sure to do that one year. I signed up for like everything you could even imagine. You could ever
free
imagine.
Free Slurpee, you just have to get one.
Yeah, free stuff. Don't forget your birthday. There's a lot of free stuff out there. I think that if you sign up with Benihana, which I've never been to, by the way, I don't even know if it's any good. It could be.
Benny guys.
No, but if you sign up every single year that you sign up on their email, they'll send you a card for $35.
Do they chop it up before they send it to you?
No, they don't chop it up before they send it to you. Jeez. Oh, you make me so mad.
Is that part of the show?
That's part of the show, yes. There's a little anger management section where we go over and people calm me down. They have to throw water on me and stuff. Well, you know, let's shift gears here because you know what? Oh, yeah, well, let's go back to it for a second. Your birthday. Congratulations for, you know, staying alive and all that.
Oh, yeah.
It's really good of you.
Yeah, I think so. It's amazing. It's a science trick, really, but it's...
yeah. All your biological things are working. That's good.
That's the story.
Sticking to it.
That's what I heard.
I see, yeah. Congratulations. I think the last time you were here, actually, was a birthday show, and you for me, and it was like 2 years ago or 3 years ago. I think it was 2011, and you brought me a balloon, and you brought me a gorilla that sang happy birthday, and I still have it, and I should, if I could get to it right now, I would, but remember you brought me a glow-in-the-dark sword?
A gorilla and a sword. I love it. Yes.
I uh-huh. still have the sword.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I still have it.
Mm. Does it still glow?
It's still, well, I mean, I haven't turned it on yet, but we'll see. Yeah. Actually, you know, the next time you come in, we'll play with the sword. The glow-in-the-dark sword, that is. God, why is everything that you and I say together sound so dirty? I don't understand this. This is not, I don't know what the hell. This does not happen with any other co-host. You know that, right? This is...
Yes, I have to claim it first.
Yeah.
So swords, gorillas, okay, balloons, I got it.
Uh-huh, you got it.
Play that.
Yes. So yeah, let me try this joke again. Let's see if it's as funny the second time as it was the first time. So do you have anything other... Oh, let's be real contrived about it, too. Why the hell not? So I hear you're performing at Laugh Ahoy's in Minnesota. Is this true?
I'm laughing already.
Okay. You're going to be there, huh?
I sure am.
Yeah.
It would be nice if someone showed up, too. One of the audience members, maybe.
And then I heard also you're going to be at the Chuckle Hut in Minneapolis for a while. Well, that's in Minnesota, too, but... You're going to be a statewide tour. I'm not really as fast as you, apparently, with the jokes. Wrecking my own show and screwing up my own joke.
You're stuck in reverse there.
Oh, gosh. Folks at home, I hope that you're drinking or doing something, because it's going to make this show a hell of a lot better. It's been fun. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss before I let you go and we finish off with the cartoon? Anything else?
Well, global warming is kind of something to talk about, but we can save that for a later date.
Yeah, we'll save that for a later date. Yeah, okay. I think that takes a little bit more out of me than that. Now, this cartoon, as I said in the first segment that you're not seeing ever, is dedicated to Laura. Sound pleased by that. So it sounds the same. So sound like, oh.
That sounds what's the game? Sounds like two sounds, words, syllable.
Sounds like fake happiness, or fake pleasure. No. Listen.
That's not the sword there. Okay.
Listen. This is a family show. Listen now. So this cartoon is a favorite of mine and Laura's from our childhood. And I dedicate the cartoon to Laura, which I'll play for everybody and her.
Thank you.
There you go. That's the pleasure sound I wanted to hear. Okay. Oh, it's very delicate she is. She's very dainty now. So I'm going to play this cartoon, and then I'm going to come back and tell you guys something. So stick to this cartoon. I have an important message for you about something that I promised. But I do promise that you're going to see it on our next show. And I'll also go over what's coming up on the next show. So Laura, go ahead and run to your computer and watch this so you can actually see what I'm playing here.
Okay, I'm logging on.
All right, and enjoy it, and I will call you back after the show.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
All right, thank you for being with us.
No problem.
All right, toodaloo, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, that was our friend Laura, and she's a great friend to the show, and hopefully have her on. So I'm just giving you a little bit of time to get to the computer so that you can watch the cartoon together. And I hope you guys enjoy it. It's one of my favorites. Very funny cartoon. While we're waiting, just wanted to say, where is that? There we go. Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheChrisVenturaShow so we get your updates for when we're going to go live. And some people got them and they're watching right now. And if you liked us, you would have got a little notification. So check us out on Facebook, shall you? You should. Or shall you? You should. Should you? Yes, you shall. All right, that's better. Here's the cartoon, folks. Enjoy. We'll be back right after this. It's kind of a, I would say, kind of a demonic, kind of a torture thing to do to somebody, but that's one of our favorite cartoons, as me and Laura. Now, what you're watching right now, through the magic of Ustream, we've just been informed that the whole show has not been recorded at all. However, if you're watching this live, then see, you got something special. And that's why I encourage you to go ahead and like us on Facebook. Because why? Because when things like that happen, you get to see it, and a lot of other people don't. Now, we have the audio saved, but we don't have the video. So the whole thing was taped, but just not the video portion. So we'll have this up. The audio portion on our website, chrisventura.com. But the video portion will not be up there, unfortunately. But hey, that's what happens sometimes. But we had a lot of fun with our friend Laura, who was on the show. And I hope you enjoyed that. And if you're just watching this video, be sure to go to chrisventura.com and look at Short Secret Show number 6. Get the audio for that. Enjoy the conversation between me and Laura, and she'll actually be more available now, and she'll be on the show, and we hope to have her in for regular shows from now on, including either just on the phone or in person, so that'll be fun. Now, I want you to stick around after the little cartoon to tell you about something that I promised you guys. Now, I promised you guys that I would show you what was on this cassette right here. Let me take the cassette out. And I'm not trying to be a smartass or anything. What was actually on the videotape on this cassette. Now, this is the master copy of the cassette. And this is something from what I did when I was very young. This is when I was 17 years old. And nobody's ever seen it. It's never been online or anything. I was going to show you guys some clips. I have, well, obviously I can't play this tape because look at the size of it. What is it going to show you? Okay, so here's the tape. Here is a VHS tape. As you can see, let me just give you a little light here. That's tape. This is a VHS tape. Obviously, this is not going to work. But this is the copy of this copy. But this copy got stuck in the tape machine. It took me an hour and a half to open it up and take it out. So this tape has to go to this, which is already done. So that's here. And then this needs to get transferred. I know, we're getting really crazy now. This needs to get transferred to this tape. And then this tape finally gets transferred into the computer. So we have a three-step process here from this to this, which is done, but this got stuck. Couldn't watch it. Got it out earlier. I'm happy to have that. To this, to the computer. So you will see what's on this tape soon. I promise to have it for you on the 30th when we're going to have our macaroni and cheese cook-off. Now again, this is not the whole show number 6. The video portion doesn't exist, but the audio does. And like I said, we were with our friend Laura, who is the next co-host of the show, and she'll be on more often. So go to the website, chrisventura.com, and download the audio for Short Secret Show number 6. Audio only is a great show, and we're glad to have her on. So thanks for watching tonight. This was a live show that was broadcast on Friday night, early Saturday morning. What time is it? We're going on 1 a.m., but it was a lot of fun, and we hope to do more random shows like this more often with guests either on the phone or in the studio. So take care tonight, and have a good tomorrow. I'm going camping tomorrow, and I'll have pictures of that and video when I come back on Sunday the 30th for our live macaroni and cheese cook-off. Hopefully, we're going to do that. I'm pretty sure we are. And Catherine will definitely be back on that Sunday as well. So thanks again for watching tonight. Take care, and we'll see you again real soon. Good night, everybody.